Cambridgeshire County Council has put out a campaign on its website to attract volunteers to help make a difference to the lives of others and the community we live in. The Council's Library Service invited its volunteers to join them at four library venues across the county for a tea and cake celebration as a thank you to all of their volunteers for making such a difference in such big and small ways to so many people's lives. I went along to Milton Road Library last week to mingle with the volunteers and to find out how they make a difference. We hear shortly from Alice Zeitlin, a long-term volunteer who was presented with a certificate for her years of service. But first, I met Christine May, the Interim Director of Infrastructure Management and Operations at Cambridgeshire County Council. Volunteers Week has just ended here nationally. Cambridge is no exception. It's put itself on the map very much. I've come along this morning to a volunteer session. It's a bit of a pat on the back. A thank you to those people that have been taking part over the years or involving themselves over the years with the library service in Cambridgeshire. A very important role. Joining us today with some tea and cake and in the grand old lady that is Milton Road Library, which is nice to look around, actually, a building with a great history from the 1930s, is Christine May.
Hello there. Yes, I'm Christine May. I'm a service director with the County Council, responsible for a range of functions that touch people's lives every day, including highways and libraries. And as you say, we're here today to celebrate our volunteers who work right across the council, really making a difference to the lives of people across the county. So I've been paying tribute to them today and giving them some letters of thanks, and in two cases a long service award. So two of our volunteers today, Alice and Veronica, have both completed more than 16 years of volunteering with the library service, which is absolutely remarkable. So I've presented to both of them a certificate signed by our leader and chief executive to really thank them for the contribution they've made over the years.
Before we start talking about the broader church of the various volunteering roles around the county and other things that can be other areas of volunteering, we'll talk firstly about roles within the library and across the county. There's the Library at Home service, for instance.
Yeah, I think the Library at Home service is probably our biggest success. It's certainly been running for the longest, over 16 years. In fact, more. It's been run by volunteers going into people's homes, so it's a real success story. But across the library service as a whole, we have 673 volunteers working in 41 different roles, so there's a lot more else besides. But certainly the Library at Home service, we work with hundreds of volunteers who go to one or more people's homes regularly, taking books in and sometimes audio books, sometimes also helping them with their digital skills as well, perhaps with a tablet, and really being a lifeline for those people, building up a relationship and perhaps helping them in other ways as well. So it's a fantastic example of what we can do, but by no means the only one.
They may feel that they're very humble, but they're an important role as well. In many of your branch libraries, you have shelf stackers.
Yes, we have lots of different volunteer roles actually based in the library. So we have people that will meet and greet people as they come into the library, help them with the self-service, which sometimes people struggle with a bit. We have computer buddies who help people on the public computers. We have people that help with the shelving and some of the backroom tasks. All of these are really valuable.
And some of the libraries have friends of supporting societies. Recently, in the last 18 months, we now have one for Central Library.
That's right. Yes, that's our newest one. We've got quite a lot of friends groups across the service, not for every library, although we'd encourage that. But again, a fantastic support to the service. They help us fundraise, they help us put on events, and they really support and champion the service.
You could always look for more volunteers. We'll talk about the broader reaches now with volunteers across the county. Highways, that intrigues me. How can you help with your highways department?
Yes, that's interesting. A newer set of volunteering roles, but going very well. So the sorts of things that volunteers can help with there, very often coordinated by local parish councils or local groups, is everything from cutting back vegetation, so keeping footpaths and things clear, sometimes dredging ponds, cleaning signs along the highway. They also help sometimes with the winter gritting, so our lorries go out along the main routes, but some of the more local routes is actually gritted by local volunteers.
People listening to this might start to become interested at this point, Christine, about some of these roles. I presume you, with roles like that, there's a certain health and safety issue with highways. It could be a winter's day, it could be quite foggy. You provide high visibility equipment and some training, presumably.
We do indeed, yes. That's why we do have some controls in place just to protect those people who are kindly volunteering with us and make sure that they don't get knocked over or isolated alone, various different things, using sometimes dangerous equipment if they're grass cutting and things like that to make sure that they are protected as they help us.
The Cambridgeshire County Council website, along with South Cambridgeshire District Council and the City Council, have recently put a call to arms, asking for more volunteers alongside the Volunteers Week as a campaign. Other areas, perhaps, of volunteering?
School governors, for example. In our green spaces, we work with volunteers who might go out again, help with the vegetation and the ponds and things there. There's a whole variety of roles. If you go onto the council's website, you can find out more there. So the Cambridgeshire County Council website, cambridgeshire.gov.uk, has a special page that we've just recreated around our volunteering offer. And it's got examples, so you can meet the volunteers and see there's a range of roles that you can get involved with across the county, and that links to more information. Also, if you visit the doit.org website, you can see the range of volunteers that we advertise for and find out more information there or from our local libraries.
Other news from around the county. In Brampton, we have a new development and a new library.
We do, yes, very exciting. So the new Brampton Community Library has just opened, and that's entirely volunteer run. It's completely come from their initiative in the community, wanting a library to serve Brampton. We've worked closely with them to help them set that up. I think all the books have been donated locally. So we've helped them get access to our library management system, that's the computer system, so they can borrow and return and reserve books and the public PCs there. But it'll be entirely community run, so that's a real success story in that part of the county. Cambridgeshire, with the communities, set up 10 volunteer-run libraries, and all of them have been running since that time, so 15 years. Again, a remarkable success that they've managed to keep that going on volunteer effort alone for all of that time. So, yes, a great example, I think, and other counties and places in the country have followed suit.
Also partaking of some tea and cake this morning on the end of the National Volunteers Week is someone that Cambridge 105 listeners will have met before. Alice Zeitlin joins me.
Yes. Hello, Phil. Nice to meet you again.
It's nice to keep bumping into you in various different circles. Today, though, we've been talking about the fact that you also are a Library at Home Service volunteer.
Yes, I've been doing that for a long time under lots of different names. At one time, doorstep service, library at home, and I've enjoyed it tremendously. I get a lot out of it, as well as my clients who really look forward to a visit once a month. Because I love reading, so I would feel very deprived if I couldn't get hold of books.
Now, I happen to know you're a very modest person, but you've been... with a wonderful round of applause, you and another lady have been given a little certificate this morning. It's quite significant.
Yes. Well, the certificate says for 10 years service, but I've been doing it actually for more than 30 years.
I really wonder how you managed to fit it all in, Alice. Tell me about your role then as a Library at Home Service person. Do you have dedicated visits to people that you meet week in, or at least month in, month out?
Yes, I take a regular basket of books to residential homes where I visit people who are housebound. They can't get out, choose their own books. But I know their particular requirements, which I try to meet, and I am able actually to do that from the library service. Many years ago, when I was helping on the Arbury Road estate, we had a lady who only wanted books, historical novels from before the time of the Civil War. I was rather appalled at this requirement, but actually we were able to fulfil her needs every month, and she was ever so pleased, really appreciated the service we were able to give, which is what gives us a buzz as well.
Are you based out of any particular library here in Cambridge?
Yes, I work at the Milton Road Library.
And your duty there is to be able to collect the books and take them with you? Do you use your car to get about?
Yes. Oh, yes. I couldn't do it without my car, which I keep on looking at and thinking, you know, how long should I keep it going? But while I've got my health, I am keeping it going.
You are a marvellous person without trying to sound too patronising, Alice. And I know you spend much of your day doing different voluntary roles, such as this one. And so you obviously meet people and you've seen them for many months, many years. They must be friends, some of them.
Oh, yes, this does happen. Many clients I've been visiting for quite a long time and they do become friends and one gets to know them quite well through their reading habits. And then they don't want to let you go because they want to talk about the books that they've read and enjoyed. And that's all part of the service.
Also, I think there's a lot of social contact as well. The social value of actually seeing someone, a friendly face such as yours with a nice broad smile on it. So apart from actually bringing books and taking books away and selecting the books or giving them advice on which books to select, I think they probably just enjoy having your company for a few minutes.
Yes, that's all part of the service.
And a jolly good time was had by all with tea and cake, as you can tell there. We heard from Christine May, the Interim Director of Infrastructure Management and Operations at Cambridgeshire County Council, and from Alice Zeitlin, one of the volunteers working within the Library at Home service here in Cambridgeshire. If you're interested in any of the volunteering opportunities, some of those were mentioned in that little report, five ways you can volunteer with Cambridgeshire in your local library, as you heard there, where you can teach others computer skills. You can run a story time, join your library friends group, deliver books to your household neighbours, as Alice does, or simply help stocking books. In your local children's centre, where you can help run stay-and-play sessions and baby groups, or you can help with administration or promotion of local activities, pop into your nearest children's centre to find out more about that. In your local nature reserve, if you enjoy wildlife, where you can reconnect with nature and help conserve your local green space and join a friends group. Or in your local school, where you can become one of 3,500 school governors across Cambridgeshire who make sure children and young people get the best from their time in school. And in your community, where you could try out anything from volunteer gritting, as Christine mentioned there, to help with maintaining and improving rights of way, or volunteer with a community organisation such as museums or the Care Network. And those websites, again, you heard in the report, you can go online to cambridgeshire.gov.uk. I'll say that again, cambridgeshire.gov.uk. Or, as Christine May mentioned, you can go to the doit.org website to find out more. Now, do it is do-it.org. The website there to find out more with information available in your local library. And in doit.org, search for volunteering roles.